You filed an ERC claim. The money was supposed to steady the business. And every quarter since, it's been the same nothing. No check, no denial, no letter. So where is it?
Statistically, it's in one of five places. And that's actually the useful part of this data study. As of May 2025, the National Taxpayer Advocate said over 597,000 ERC claims were still sitting in IRS inventory. By the week ending 5/30/2026, that was down to about 20,600.
597,000 down to 20,600.
Right, more than a 96% reduction.
Okay, so that sounds like good news, but if you're one of the 20,600...
You're in a harder pile than the people who got paid in 2024. That's the honest read. The clean, low-risk claims mostly got resolved first, paid or denied. What's left skews toward claims the IRS wants to test.
Back up one step. Why did any of this freeze in the first place?
The moratorium. September 14, 2023. The IRS stopped processing newly filed ERC claims because promoter-driven filings were flooding in. So they stopped the conveyor belt and risk scored the whole pile. Legitimate filers got frozen right alongside the bad ones.
And staffing didn't help.
Per TIGTA reporting, the IRS workforce shrank roughly 27% in 2025. And every ERC claim is a Form 941X. Paper-heavy amended payroll return needs a human to look at it. That's the slowest possible work for a smaller agency. Meanwhile, the automated side never slowed down. Disallowance letters, recapture notices, those kept going out on schedule.
So the part that pays you slowed and the part that bills you didn't.
That's the asymmetry, yeah.
Give me the five buckets.
Week ending 5/30/2026. About 3,500 under review, still being evaluated, no decision. About 4,000 pending payment or disallowance, meaning the decision's effectively made and the letter or check is in process. About 5,500 under audit. About 6,000 awaiting disallowance response review, and about 1,600 in appeals.
Say the 6,000 one again, slower.
Awaiting disallowance response review. That's a business that got denied, disputed the denial, and the IRS hasn't ruled on the dispute yet. 6,000 of those.
Wait, that's the biggest single group.
That's the thing people miss. The most common state for a so-called backlogged ERC claim in 2026 isn't waiting to get paid. It's fighting a denial.
Okay, and 5,500 under audit out of 20,600. That's more than one in four.
Roughly 27%. And an audit isn't a fraud accusation. It's a demand that you prove eligibility with records. Which claims got routed there? High-risk markers. Very large credits relative to payroll. Thin eligibility support. A promoter's fingerprints on the filing.
Let's do the clock, because that's the part I want the listener to actually hear.
So, the backlog pauses a lot of things. It does not pause this one. If the IRS disallowed your claim, letter 105C is a full disallowance, letter 106C is partial, the response deadline printed on that letter controls. And it runs while roughly 6,000 responses sit in the IRS's own queue.
So their delay doesn't buy you time.
None. Miss the window, and disputing the denial gets dramatically harder. After that, the general path is a refund suit in court within a 2-year window from the disallowance. And you confirm the controlling date against your own letter, not against anything we say here.
And that court piece? That's not something Clarity does.
Correct. Litigation sits outside what we handle. If it comes to that, talk to your own counsel about it. What we can do is figure out which stage your claim is in and what your strongest response looks like before that door is the only one left.
What if somebody just keeps waiting? Walk the sequence.
Silence first. No letters, no interest paid yet, no way to know which bucket you're in without asking. Then a decision letter, a refund check, often with interest, or
a 105C or 106C. Then, if you don't protest in time, the denial hardens. Then, recapture. If you were paid and the IRS later determines the claim was ineligible, it claws the money back with penalties and interest, often through a CP-320B notice. Then that unpaid balance flows into normal collections, bills, then lien and levy notices, like any other tax debt.
CP-320B. Got it.
And there's a criminal referral lane for knowingly false claims, but that's rare and worst case. Ordinary, eligible but delayed filers are not in that lane.
There's a dollar example in the article I want you to do, because it surprised me.
The cafe one. Hypothetical. A Form 941X claiming $46,500 across two 2021 quarters, still unpaid. If it's in the pending payment group, you'd get the $46,500 plus overpayment interest for the delay. And that interest is taxable income in the year you receive it. So budget for the tax on it.
Fine. Now the part that got me.
If it's under audit and eligibility isn't proven, you get zero. But say the business is a C corporation that already amended its 2021 return to reduce the wage deduction by that $46,500. That amendment raised its income tax by about $46,500 times 21%, $9,765. A denied claim means unwinding that too, or you've paid extra tax on a credit you never got.
So a stuck claim isn't just a late check. It's an open item sitting inside returns you already filed.
That's it exactly.
What can somebody actually pull on right now?
Four levers, and which one fits depends on your stage, not on how long you've waited. One, wait but prepared. Assemble the eligibility file now, because an audit notice typically gives you weeks, not months, to produce records for 2020 and 2021 quarters. Two, escalate through TAS with Form 911 if the delay is causing genuine hardship, payroll strain, debt taken on against the expected refund, and set expectations honestly there. As of May 2025, nearly 11,000 of the advocate's own ERC cases were still unresolved, even with about 64% of TAS-submitted claims processed.
So TAS is a lever, not a shortcut.
And it works best when your claim is simply stuck, not under active audit. Three is the refund suit route. Federal law generally allows it after 6 months without a decision. Real costs, weigh it with an experienced tax professional, not as a first move. Four, fight a disallowance properly. Inside the window, the letter states.
One door that's closed?
The ERC voluntary disclosure windows for repaying questionable claims at a discount have expired. If you were paid on a claim you now doubt, there are still options. But that specific door isn't one of them.
Who genuinely doesn't need to hire anyone?
If your claim's simply queued, your eligibility is solid. Clean gross receipts decline calculation, or a documented government order. And you've received no letters. Your job is organization, not representation. File the records. Calendar a quarterly check-in. File the Form 911 yourself if hardship builds.
And when does help matter?
Active audit, because your first response frames the whole exam. A promoter-prepared claim you never fully understood. You need to know whether it's defensible before you defend it. A disallowance with six figures at stake, where the wording of the protest matters. And a recapture balance you can't repay, where it stops being ERC law and becomes collection strategy.
Next 24 hours. Shortlist.
Find your Form 941X copies and the proof of when the IRS received them. That date anchors everything. Pull your gross receipts numbers or shutdown orders for each quarter claimed. Then search your mail for anything numbered 105C, 106C, or CP-320B, or an audit notice. If one of those exists, the date printed on it is the thing that matters most this week.
And if you want a second set of eyes, the review's free and confidential. 888-825-7000. 7779. Our enrolled agents will tell you which of the five stages your claim is in and what your options are from there.
Before a clock nobody can pause runs out on you.